In 2003, NASA sent two robots named Spirit and Opportunity to explore the surface of Mars. They were expected to have a lifespan of about 90 days, but as chronicled in the documentary Goodnight Oppie, Opportunity was still sending back pictures 15 years later. Critic Bob Mondello says the film seems calculated to make kids of all ages want to be space engineers.
We're introduced to Oppie when she's on a roll but has abruptly come to a stop. Hazard detected, she alerts her handlers on Earth. They get the message some 6 minutes later, look at the image she sent, and send back a few words that get her rolling again. You are safe to proceed. That's just your shadow. Now forgive me, but we are not even 4 minutes in, and already I'm hooked. Oppie and her twin sister Spirit look like real-life WALL-Es. They each have solar panel wings to provide power, metal arms to pick stuff up, a head that swivels with lenses spaced just like a person's eyes. They stand 5'2", and every morning NASA's scientists rouse them from an overnight slumber.
Our morning wake-up song is coming right up.
Just as they did their human counterparts on manned spaceflight. The story of how Spirit and Oppie got designed.
Our landing system had these big airbags that inflated.
And then got to Mars.
Atmospheric entry in 3, 2, 1.
Fills the first half of Goodnight Oppie, and it's crammed with brainstorming, troubleshooting, nail-biting over solar flares.
It was slamming right in to our rover.
Really bad for spacecraft.
Now, the software we put on board had been corrupted.
Still, that's what reboots are for, right? And 7 months and 300 million miles later, they get to the red planet.
We are on Mars.
And the real fun begins. Filmmaker Ryan White has plenty of footage of NASA folks cheering, fretting, and most of all explaining. The director also employed the digital wizards from Industrial Light and Magic to conjure the scenes on Mars that his crew can't shoot. The rovers for the first 90 days racing against time as the scientists assume their solar panels will get so dusty they'll no longer provide power.
And then we see these dust devils.
Whirling mile-high tornadoes of dust.
We'd taken this picture some weeks before and it was getting really, really red and dusty. You barely see the solar panels anymore. But the morning after the dust devil, it's like somebody came along with Windex. And the solar panels were as clean as the day that we landed.
An unexpected new lease on life, repeated again and again as the rovers spend years exploring terrain NASA never expected them to see. Over time, it makes sense that the scientists and engineers would view their charges as almost human.
One of the shoulder joints in Opportunity's arm started getting arthritis.
They birthed them, after all, and sent them out to fend for themselves, hoping they'd imparted the skills necessary to stay safe and to thrive.
She noticed that she was sliding too much downhill and stopped just centimeters from the tip of her solar panel. We all had heart attacks, but her autonomy saved us. And we were so proud of our lucky rover.
Watching Goodnight Oppie, you'll almost certainly feel that way too, proud and fond of these intrepid explorers who may not have found life on Mars, but who ensured, for 15 years at least, that the red planet was lively. I'm Bob Mondello.